following is provided airtime to candidates running for the Saskatchewan Party nomination in the upcoming Saskatchewan provincial election. The nomination meeting has been called for the evening of March 7th at the Painted Hand Casino Event Center. In order to vote, a Sask Party membership must be purchased prior to Thursday, February 29th at 4 p.m. and can be obtained by contacting a candidate directly or by calling the Saskatchewan Party at 306-359-1638. Each candidate has been provided up to 18 minutes of airtime to introduce themselves and discuss the issues they wish to speak on. Views expressed are solely those of each candidate individually and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the hosts or owners of The Rock 98.5. The appearance order of the candidates, Caitlin Kitsan, Darcy Zaharia, and David Chan, have been selected at random. A copy of today's broadcast can be found on our website at therock985.ca on our audio on demand page. Again, to vote in the March 7th nomination meeting, a Sask Party membership must be purchased prior to Thursday, February 29th at 4 p.m. and can be obtained by contacting a candidate directly or by calling the Saskatchewan Party at 306-359-1638.
Jordan Patswold here, chatting ahead of the Saskatchewan Party nomination for the Yorkton riding. And one of the three candidates that is running in that particular Sask Party race, Darcy Zaharia, joining us now. Good morning, Darcy. How are you today?
Very good, Jordan. Thanks for having me out this morning.
Absolutely. To begin, we'll just let you introduce yourself to everyone listening this morning.
Sure. Appreciate it, Jordan. Well, I've been around Yorkton forever, pretty much. I moved back here in 2000 after university and went up to U of S, got my Bachelor of Commerce, accounting major. And then I began my career with Saskatchewan Finance here in Yorkton as a PST auditor. And then I obtained my professional accounting designation. I've had the opportunity to have my children grow up here. They're 10 and 13 and attending school here. I love this community. I couldn't wait to move back. I've been deeply involved in a lot of different activities, which I'll get into in a bit. But yeah, since I moved back, and it was kind of similar to when I ran for council. Like, I was heavily involved in the community in different things. And then when I went on to council, I got involved in more things. And when I'm done with council, I'll still be involved with a lot of things within the community. And that's just kind of the person I am, because I really love this community. I'm currently serving in the last year of my second term as a city councilor. And I found really a lot of joy and pleasure in working with and for the people of Yorkton. And it's that kind of interaction with the residents that's kind of wanted me to move forward and go on to the next level. I also, like I said, working with the provincial government, so, you know, giving me experience in the public service. And I think that I have a proven track record of leadership in that area. And with my strong financial background, I think that gives me a really good insight into the operations of provincial government and the challenges that face our residents and businesses. And I'm really willing to commit and address those issues effectively.
Now, serving at whether it's a local level, a provincial level, I'm just curious, can you take us back to, was there ever anything specific you kind of said, hey, you know, someday that might be a good way to give back to the community?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny, I guess, you know, what I tell people that I've been talking to in my social circle. If you would have talked to me in 2015 and said, are you interested in politics? I, you know, would have probably given you some kind of sarcastic remark and said, there's no chance.
Like,
that's just nothing that would interest me. But being involved in all different kinds of, you know, organizations and doing things and supporting things within the community, it just kind of led me to, you know, go on to council so I could do something bigger and better and help more people. And if that's what politics is, then that's, you know, what I've learned to like and thoroughly enjoy. And like I said, I really like looking into someone's concern, you know, and doing my own research into that and trying to come up with an answer and see if we can solve any kind of problem. And that's, you know, now doing that for 8 years and having that experience and talking with, you know, the numerous organizations within the city, like, you know, we deal a lot with the Kinsmen Club, and we deal with the Chamber of Commerce and Yorkton Business Improvement District, Suncrest College, like a lot of the stakeholders within the community, and having those discussions and making those relationships and understanding what the different concerns and that kind of thing are, and using my own, you know, history within the city and being here for a long time, I think that that helps me help address some of those issues.
Definitely. Joining us right now on The Rock is Darcy Zaharia, one of three candidates running for the Sask Party nomination in the Yorkton riding, in the already shown in terms of your own experience in this area. There's plenty of other amazing ways that one can give back to a community, and you wanted to talk about some of those things that you have been involved with.
Yeah, I think probably most notably, you know, I have a real passion for football, and you know, I've been involved with that since I moved back here in 2000 and helped develop Yorkton minor football and coached at that level. And I'm involved as the treasurer from that since its inception, and I've helped coach when my child was in it. And I still help coach and do things for it and promote it. I've been coaching at the high school level at the regional since 2000. I don't do as much coaching because we have lots of capable guys, but just being around the program and promoting it and helping out when I can. I've also been involved with my children's daycare. I've been on the board while they were going through that phase. I recently joined the school community council where my kids go to school. I'm involved with the Yorkton Economic Development Committee since 2016, and the Yorkton Environmental Committee since 2016, and the Yorkton Housing Authority, the Gallagher Center Management Board. I also joined Kathy Wagenthal's Conservative Electoral District Association Committee, and I serve as the financial agent on that side. I'm conservative by nature. I'm also have interest in photography, so we started up Yorkton Photography Guild, myself and a couple other members that have since moved away. I'm also president of our Raider Gritter Alumni Association, which we work hand-in-hand with Yorkton Minor Football and basically just promote football within the community. Also, last year, I was elected as Vice President of Football Saskatchewan, so I'm really enjoying that role, but I'm early on in, so it's just promoting football within Saskatchewan. But I think having that the rural voice, that's always kind of been our concern, that rural communities aren't treated as well or the same as bigger cities like Saskatoon and Regina, and I wanted to have my voice on there, and that's another reason you know, going on to the MLA level, that I want to represent Yorkton as a rural community and make sure that we get the same services and opportunities that you know, bigger centers do. And then just over the years, I've helped my kids with whatever activities they've been in, whether that's soccer, baseball, basketball, help coach that when I can. And I also, when I first moved back to Yorkton, I got involved as an auxiliary RCMP member. So I did that for a handful of years, as well as volunteer for Yorkton Fire Department, which I did. And I think that just gives me a bigger and better insight into the safety and security of our community.
All right, excellent. Now, I noticed some underlying themes throughout some of the things you've outlined in your involvement in the community, and also just in terms of your employment. You mentioning part of Sask Finance, and I know you also kind of mentioned in there as well some treasury roles. I'm noticing the theme of, I guess, monetary and that sort of, those sorts of issues, if you will. Would you say that leans itself in terms of extra and added knowledge and insight in terms of things like budgeting, your role in terms of working as a municipal councillor in that way?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my
bread and butter, I guess.
Yeah, that's my skill set, I guess. Like I said, I've always been good at numbers, and that led me into going into accounting and then getting my designation. So being an auditor now since this is the start of my 24th year, being a provincial sales tax auditor, I get to see the different industries in our province and, you know, business that comes in, like the oil and gas sector, deal with agricultural businesses and get a little more insight into those different industries and lots of natural resources in our province. So I think that just gives me a little more insight, more than most anyways, in that regard. And then my role as a city councilor, well, we've dealt with city budget. So this will be the last budget of my term, but we deal with, it's upward of $50 million budget with the city. So you have to look at a lot of things and you balance a lot of things. It's, a lot of people just say run it like a business, but there's the social aspect of as a role, you know, with the city that you have to look. It's just not always based on financial. It's also based on social factors as well. But I think that gives me tremendous insight to the financial aspect and balanced budgets. And that's my biggest, I guess, check mark, I would say, and why I'm more conservative in nature and just like balanced budgets. So I think that's a plus for me going forward in this pursuit of the MLA position.
So leans into some of the priorities, I'd assume then, that you are going to outline, rather, in terms of why it is you've chosen the Sask party, and also to whether it's in a similar or different place compared to those that are also running in this kind of position. Let's talk about some of those things that you've outlined.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first and foremost, I mean, I truly am committed to this community. Like I said, since I moved back in 2000, I've been quite involved, and I've got more involved as the years go on. And like I said, whether I'm on city council or not, I was involved in those activities, a lot of them, and I'll stay involved regardless of what happens in this upcoming nomination election. But it's all about the well-being of our community. Yorkton is a fantastic place. I mean, especially if you're raising a family. And so I want to put Yorkton first and our province as well. Some of my priorities, I guess, would be economic growth and job creation. And like I said, being involved with Economic Development Committee really has, you know, my feet are on the ground. And we hear from all these other parties stakeholders that are involved in our community. So that's a lot of business people. And like I said, there's the Chamber of Commerce we have relations with, Yorkton Business Improvement District, the college, pretty much any stakeholder comes to the table and they want to have their say, and we try and do what's best for the community. My other priorities would be, back on economic growth. Yorkton's such an agricultural hub, and we're the third largest trading area in the province behind Saskatoon and Regina. We're anywhere between, depending on who you talk to, 150,000 to 200,000 people. And agriculture, you know, with the pea plant just being introduced, and then we have grain millers, Louis Dreyfus and Richardson. We're one of the biggest hubs in Canada, if not North America. I have a fiscal responsibility, as I said, having the accounting background. So I'd look towards responsible spending, balanced budget, and long-term financial stability. And like I said, I have a lot of experience with that just in my being an accountant, plus now 7 years, I guess, of budget experience with the city of Yorkton. And that's a pretty big budget. And infrastructure is a big thing as well in Yorkton, and I see that firsthand with all the, you know, issues facing Yorkton with our roads and, you know, all the discussions, say, for example, with York Road. That's, I think, a $28 million project this year and next year.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm going to try and champion for infrastructure development. But that's something, it's not just facing Yorkton, it's facing, you know, all communities, not just in Saskatchewan either, but in Canada. So I want to make sure that our community has the necessary foundations in place for progress in that department. And then obviously, you know, education's a big thing, you know, with the big issue going on here with the teachers union. So, I mean, our education, our healthcare services have to be tweaked. They could be better for sure. I think especially in a rural setting with the healthcare, like, you know, we have to drive into the city and we're losing, everybody has a hard time getting doctors. I think in the summer I heard 20% of people don't have a family doctor. You know, so that's going to be something that I try and champion and see what we can do in Yorkton to get proper health care here. And then I would say that I lead with integrity over my years as a city councilor. And I mean, anybody that knows me, I don't have a problem speaking my piece and doing my research and finding out what we can come up with, you know, and do that with collaboration. Like I said, I mentioned the different groups within Saskatchewan and the province, and go forward with a growth mindset. So I'm very eager to put my time forward and make Yorkton a better place. Like I said, I'll be a champion for Yorkton, have a great voice. I don't want to make too many promises, but what I can promise is that I will be a strong voice for Yorkton and that I love this community. And whether I'm in or not, I'm still going to be a big voice for Yorkton.
Yes, great. Darcy Zaharia again joining us today as part of a discussion. We will get a chance to speak with all three of those running for the Sask Party nomination here in Yorkton. Again, deadline is quickly approaching. If people do want to take part in this vote, you can reach out to any of those candidates. Likewise, Darcy, if anyone listening today has more questions for you, kind of wanting to understand perhaps your take on a certain particular issue, best place that people can reach out, make contact with you, or perhaps even get a membership in time for the vote.
Yeah, for sure. You can get memberships up until the end of February, and the vote's going to be on March 7th. But you can phone me. My phone number is 306-621-9660. Or I can go to my website, and has all the information on there and information about me. And that's just simply darcyzaharia.ca. And those would be the two main places. Or I'm on social media. If you look under my name on either Facebook or Instagram. So, yeah, reach out, and I welcome any kind of questions people have.
All right. So, well, if you want, if there's anything else you wanted to add, about a 60-second window here for any final thoughts or final push for people to come out and get their vote heard.
No, I just, like I said, I'm all about Yorkton. I always have been, and I always will be. And like I said, I would hope that people in the community know that and know that my experience on council, I've done my, I hope I've done my part and made people proud. I listen to my constituents and I go forward with what their concerns are and we try to address issues. So,
all right. Good luck with everything when it comes to this vote.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jordan.
All right. Back with more today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once again, getting to know the candidates that are running for the Sask Party nomination in the Yorkton riding. We'll be right back.